ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 31, entitled Narada Instructs the Prachetas, verse number 20. Abhata Sagaleshanamalatmani
Abhata Sagaleshanamalatmani
Avidatame Dhidabhavano Pahutaha
Nijajanavasagatam atmanoyan
Nasaradi chidravalakshara satamhi Abhada sagaleshanamalatmani Avirata medhita bhavano pahutaha
Avirata medhita bhavano pahutaha
Nijajana vasagatam atmanoyan
Nijajana vasagatam atmanoyan
Nasarati chidravadakshara satamhi
Nasarati chidravadakshara satamhi
Word to translation, apahata,
apahata,
vanquished,
vanquished,
sakala,
sakala,
or,
eshana,
eshana,
desires,
desires, amala,
amala,
spotless,
spotless,
atmani,
atmani,
to the mind,
to the mind,
aviratam,
aviratam,
constantly,
constantly,
edhita,
edhita,
increasing,
increasing,
bhavana,
bhavana,
with feeling,
with feeling,
ubahutaha,
ubahutaha,
being called, Nijajana,
Nijajana,
of his devotees,
devotees. Vasha,
under the control,
control.
Gatvam,
Gatvam,
going,
going.
Atmanaha,
Atmanaha,
his,
is.
Ayan,
Ayan,
knowing,
knowing.
Na,
Na,
never,
never.
Sarati,
Sarati,
goes away. Chidravat,
Chidravat,
like the sky,
like the sky.
Aksharaha,
Aksharaha,
the Supreme Personality of Godhead,
the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Satam,
Satam,
of the devotees.
He,
certainly,
certainly,
being completely cleansed of all material desires, the devotees are free from all material contaminations. Thus, they can always think of the Lord constantly and address Him very feelingly. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, knowing Himself to be controlled by His devotees, does not leave them for a second, just as the sky overhead never becomes invisible. Purport by Devan Grayson Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
It is clear from the previous verse that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Janardhan, is very quickly satisfied by the activities of his devotees. The pure devotee is always absorbed in the thoughts of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as stated, Shrinatam Sakatha Krishna. By always thinking of Krishna, the pure devotee's heart is freed from all kind of desires. In the material world, the heart of the living entity is filled with material desires. When the living entity is cleansed, he does not think of anything material. As the mind is completely cleansed, one attains the perfectional stage of mystic yoga. For then the yogi always sees the Supreme Personality of Godhead within his heart. Dhyana vastita tat gatena manasa vashandiyam yoginaha. As soon as the Lord is seated within the heart of the devotee cannot be contaminated by material modes of nature. As long as one is under the control of the material modes, he desires so many things and makes so many plans for material sense enjoyment. But as soon as the Lord is perceived in the heart, all material desires vanish. When the mind is completely free from material desire, the devotee can think of the Lord constantly. In this way, he becomes completely dependent upon the lotus feet of the Lord. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prays, Ayi Nandadanu Chagigaram Patitam Maam Vishame Bhavam Budho Kripayatava Pada Pankajasthita Dhuri Sadrasham Vichintaya. My dear Lord, I am your eternal servant. But somehow or other, I have fallen into the ocean of this material world. Kindly pick me up and fix me as a speck of dust at your Lord's feet. Shikshashragam 5. Similarly, Srila Narottam Das Thakur prays, Aha Prabhu Nanda Suta Vishabhanu Suta Yuta Karuna Korohe Bhar Narottam Das Koya Nathi Haranga Paya Toma Vina Keya Cheya Mar. My dear Lord, you are now present with the daughter of King Vrishabhanu Srimati Radharani. Now both of you please be merciful upon me. Don't kick me away. Please, because I have no shelter other than you. In this way, the Supreme Personality of God becomes dependent on his devotee. The Lord is invincible, yet he is conquered by his pure devotee. He enjoys being dependent on his devotee, just as Krishna enjoyed being dependent on the mercy of Mother Yashoda. Thinking himself dependent on the devotee gives the Supreme Lord great enjoyment. Sometimes a king may engage a joker, and in the process of joking, the king is sometimes insulted. The king, however, enjoyed these activities. Everyone worshipped the Supreme Lord with great reverence. Therefore, the Lord sometimes wanted to enjoy the chastisement of his devotees. In this way, the relationship eternally existing between the Lord and the devotees is fixed, just like the sky overhead. Om Jnanada Granthasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtham Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsa Shri Rupam Sagrajadam Sahagana Raghunadhanitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Jai Danya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Gadita Shri Vishakhanitam Sya Hey Krishna Karna Sindho Dhirabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshri Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Haripriye Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kriva Sindhubhyevacha Padidanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Bhudev Mahabhirya Imamurubhu, Narmayashe Deyadamusha Purusha, Bhumte Gunansho, Dasha Shoda Shatmaka, Soran Krishishta Bhagavan Vachamsime, Hare Krishna. Here we are continuing upon this topic wherein in the previous verse it's mentioned how can one please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Here it is mentioned that Daya Sarvabhudeshu Sandushta Yena Genava, very important point, that by showing compassion to the living entities and being satisfied somehow or other and controlling the senses from sense enjoyment, one can very quickly satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. See, control the senses, be satisfied somehow or other, and show mercy to others. So it's very interesting, because controlling the senses and being satisfied, it is related to our own self, and showing compassion to other living entities, preaching. So it is in relation to all other living entities. So by performing these two, one can easily satisfy Janardhan. And continuing upon the same theme, here it is mentioned that how the Lord responds to such a devotee. So here, the initial part is mentioned, where how a devotee cleanses of all the material contamination and how one becomes in a state where one is constantly thinking of the Lord, and then how the Lord becomes dependent in one sense to that devotee. So we can see the reciprocal relationship between the devotee and the Supreme Lord. So it's amazing to see how a devotee gets cleansed, and then the state of consciousness of such a devotee, and how the Lord reciprocates. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada gives a very wonderful explanation about that reciprocation of the Lord to a devotee. Here we can see that the point number one is mentioned is about hearing about Krishna, and in that way thinking of Krishna. So thinking of Krishna is given such an emphasis in the purport, and thinking of Krishna is given such an emphasis in entire Srimad Bhagavatam, and the same point is emphasized in Bhagavad Gita. So smaranam is very core to the processes of devotional service. The shravanam and kirtanam are leading to smaranam, remembrance of Krishna. So it is such an important activity. If we remember Bhagavad Gita, 7th chapter, the beginning verse, Tat Shrunu, that is the end of the verse. Maya Asakta Manah Patha Yoga Nirjanma Dase Asamshayam Samagram Ma Yatha Nyayasi Tat Shrunu. And Srila Prabhupada emphasizes the point of Tat Shrunu, hear from me. Hearing is such a powerful activity, such an important activity, such an essential activity. Only through that one can come to the point of smarana. Then in the 7th chapter itself, there are verses showing how Krishna is the source of everything, Krishna is the essence of everything. These are all helping us to think of Krishna. Even seeing the material world, which is only a creation of Krishna. And 8th chapter of Bhagavad Gita is attaining Krishna by thinking of Krishna. So 8th chapter is attaining Krishna, but it is the essential point is thinking of Krishna. The whole chapter presents how to think about Krishna, even in different processes. And 9th chapter, of course, Bhagavad Gita, Manmana, Abhamad Bhakto, Mandiyajmam, Namaskuru, Manmana, think of me. Same, 18th chapter, same. First 3 lines are presented. Manmana, Abhamad Bhakto, Mandiyajmam, Namaskuru, etc. In that way, think of me. And 10th chapter, Krishna is giving the vibhutis. Why? So that one can actually think of Krishna. One can see that all vibhutis are originating from Krishna. So by thinking of vibhutis, one can think of connection to Krishna. And the 11th chapter, that further elaboration on the same point. The vibhutis are presented. Now, how everything is actually present in Krishna, let it be visible to Arjuna's eyes. So that is universal form. All the vibhutis, everything is manifested in the body of Krishna, Visharupa. And 12th chapter, pure devotional service. Again, we can see the remembrance of Krishna. So we can see Bhagavad Gita emphasizes remembrance of Krishna. Here, the point is mentioned how one can constantly think of Krishna with feeling. Bhavana. Bhavana, the word bhavana is used. Bhavana means with feeling. And how can one come to that platform? First, hearing about Krishna. And when one's heart is cleansed, then Srila Prabhupada makes his point, when one's heart is cleansed, then one can think more about Krishna. And when one's heart is completely cleansed, then one can only think of Krishna. And when heart is completely contaminated, we can only think of material things. We have sufficient experience of that. Material world means making plans, thinking, feeling, everything for material sense gratification. We have experienced it. and now also we are experiencing to some degree. But as soon as the process of hearing and chanting kicks in, there is a change to the consciousness. Instead of thinking of sense gratification, we start thinking of Krishna. That's why hearing and chanting can be done in different levels, in different degrees. Srila Prabhupada emphasizes qualification for hearing, and also the effectiveness of hearing depending on our consciousness. We can hear, but according to our qualification, we can hear certain topics, and depending on the quality of consciousness, we get a quality of hearing, and because of quality of hearing, what happens? We get more cleanse and we can penetrate more into the topics about Krishna. So everything is dependent on the state of consciousness. Depending on that, one can get more access into the topics of Krishna. So it's a wrong understanding to think that I can know about Krishna more by reading books written by other devotees who are elaborating on pastimes of Krishna. So Janmashtami is coming, let me know more about Krishna by reading more pastimes of Krishna, by other books, not necessarily by Prabhupada, but we can read so many books to know more about the pastimes. We can get into some commentaries, we can get into the Puranas. Oh, let's know more about Krishna by reading more about Krishna. However, it doesn't work. First, we need to know what Krishna has instructed us, and that's why there is Bhagavad Gita. And once we understand Bhagavad Gita, we understand the position of Krishna, we understand the importance of controlling our mind and senses. And with that ability, one has to approach Srimad Bhagavatam. And that's where the qualification comes. Controlling the mind and senses by engaging in Krishna service. And to the degree we are cleansed of material contamination, to that degree we can know about Krishna's leelas. So it is not parrot-like repetition. That is not very difficult. Stories anyone can read and anyone can repeat, which is not very difficult. India, there are many professional reciters of Bhagavatam. They can tell stories, and there are people who cry after hearing those stories. That well they can speak the stories. They can even bring out the emotions. We may see heroes of bhavana, emotions. They can also bring out the emotions of people. But they are just mundane. They are just mundane. So what is the real qualification to hear about Krishna? Or go deeper in Krishna consciousness? That is given in Srimad Bhagavatam in the 10th canto. In the beginning, the first chapter itself, it is mentioned what is the qualification to hear about Krishna. So the qualification to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, and especially 10th canto, that qualification is given in the 10th canto itself, that is the first chapter in the 4th verse. So beginning itself is given. What is the qualification? Why we are discussing the qualification? Because here we can see this purport is talking about the qualification. The qualification is purification. And once we have, then one can think about Krishna. So it is mentioned. Nirvirtatashye yubagiyamana bhavo shadashrotramano bhirama kautama shloka gunanivada. So the qualification is given essentially Narvata Tashye. This is the qualification. So it's not a cheap qualification. One has to gain this qualification. Krishna has to be merciful to bestow this qualification depending on our surrender and service. And what is that? Narvata Tashye. One meaning of Tashye is greed, thirst. We have thirst for sense gratification. You know, thirst is a very strong feeling. When it is compared to thirst, it is a very good analogy. you feel when it's a hot day and all the water is evaporated from the body and you feel very dry, mouth is dry, tongue is dry, you feel very thirsty. We all have that experience. And then if we get some water, we really, oh, water, I want some sweet water. If you see some fruit juice, we get, oh yeah, that cold fruit juice, so tasty. I just want to quench my thirst with that very sweet fruit juice. Very attractive. Now, this thirst we have is for material sense gratification. That's why we may try to stop thinking of sense gratification. The sense gratification is coming to the mind, the thoughts are coming to the mind, and you may try to push it aside, but with full force it's just coming forward. It can come to the forefront of our mind. It can push us. Just like if somebody is very hungry or very thirsty, cannot stop thinking about food or water. In the same way, a person who is materially contaminated cannot stop thinking of sense gratification because of material contamination, because the consciousness is material. So whatever is coming out, it's going to be material. So the real qualification to hear about Krishna is mentioned as Nirvrutta Tashye. That means one is released from material desire, released from that material lust and thirst. Then that is a qualification. So that is the highest level. So the more one is cleansed of that desire for sense gratification, one can hear more about Krishna and naturally one will think more about Krishna. So this is the qualification. And if not, then of course that's not the end of it. Our heart is not completely cleansed. There are material desires. Then we may not have that much taste to hear about Krishna. We may not have that much taste to chant Krishna's names. Right? We experience chanting time. You know, sometimes can be a drag. And it's struggling. One can feel bitter. Somehow or other pushing it. If we are lucky, you know, if we start chanting, at least after a few rounds, if we get absorption, that's great. So that's the important aspect of chanting. We need quality chanting. If you are chanting 16 rounds, we need to try to get our mind focused for that 16 rounds. That's the first step. First one round, second round, as Brijam Prabhu says, even in one round, first one mantra or one word, okay, let me hear this. In that way, our aim is first to get to the quantity. First aim is to get to the quantity. What is that? Okay, we have minimum dosage is 16 rounds. First aim is to get to the quantity. And what is the next step in chanting? Next step in chanting is quality, not quantity. Because first step is working on quality. Understand what are the offenses. Why am I not able to focus on this holy name? So first get to the quantity, that is 16 rounds. And then work on quality. That can take years. So first we have to get to the quantity and then quality. Very important. Because then we have to see, okay, these 16 rounds are the most important rounds. This is the most important part of our life. So do it properly. One shouldn't think, you know, I'm chanting so many rounds, so, you know, the 16 rounds are not important. No. One can chant whole day and night. Still, if the chanting is offensive, Bahu Janma Parihari, Shranam Kirtanam Taputana Paya Krishna Pade Premadhan. One can chant life after life. Can you imagine? One can chant life after life. Not 64. Thousands of rounds one can chant. But still, one will not get the desired result. We chant this every day. What does that mean? It means that there is a quality to our 16 rounds. We had to dedicate that 16 rounds properly as an offering to Krishna. Because we are serving the holy name. So that 16 rounds are so important. So that's why first is quantity, get to the 16 and then work on quality. And working on quality includes hearing about Krishna. Working on quality of 16 rounds includes our service. Working on quality to our seeking nouns include how we behave to other devotees. So don't think working on quality of 16 rounds is independent of our other devotional life. No. We are chanting 16 rounds and to get quality to that, we are doing all of the services. So that's how we get 16 round quality. When Krishna is pleased, when devotees are pleased, then we feel, okay, our chanting will also improve. Of course, we had to put up effort. So that is, the first step is Nirvrta Darshiye. No material results. We may not be there. And then it's mentioned, Bhava Aushadha Shrotra. Bhava Aushadha. What's the meaning of Bhava Aushadha? This holy names, these topics of Krishna are Aushadha, medicine. Bhava Aushadha. It's a medicine that is going to cure the material existence. It is going to cure the propensity to enjoy the material world. So one has to take it as a medicine. As Chanting, we may feel like it's a struggle, we may feel like it's bitter, but one should do anudinam khalu sarvajishta. Every day one should chant carefully with attentiveness. Then swadhi kramat bhavati. One will get the taste, krama. Eventually one will get the taste. Rupa Goswami says, Prabhupada confirms, one will get the taste. For everyone, if one sincerely chants Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, one tries to avoid the offenses, one will get the taste. So focus on the 16 rounds and work on the quality. Everyone will get some taste. It's just a matter of time. So we need to have faith, because the Acharyas, Prabhupada confirmed this point. If you chant properly, one will get the taste. So that is Bhava Aushadha. Bhava Aushadha. Maharaj Parikshit is thinking that, you know, I am not qualified. He is the most qualified person. Maharaj Parikshit is the most qualified person to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. But when he is approaching 10 canto Srimad Bhagavatam, he is thinking, I am not very qualified, I am a bound up jiva in this material world. Kindly give me the medicine of pastimes of Krishna so that I can cleanse my heart and then I can think of Krishna more and I can get purified. This is the consciousness of Maharaj Parikshit. So that's why he is using the term Bhava Aushadha. Actually, he is not bound by the material nature, but we are. So, Bhava Aushadha is very important. And of course, this medicine is very attractive. So, that's why it's mentioned that this is Shrotra Manobhirama. This is very attractive medicine. Manobhirama. It is pleasing to the ears and it is pleasing to the heart. Initially, Kirtan is very attractive to everyone. Isn't it? Because of the tune, because of the musical accompaniment, is very attractive because it is a musical performance. And then when one tries to sit and chant, one faces a reality, face to face with the mirror of one's own consciousness. That is chanting. One can have a lot of taste in kirtan, but when it comes to japa, then one may find, oh, it's not that easy. I may not have that much taste. But that is the real test. Because there is no tune, we hear our own sound, there is no musical accompaniment, and then we need to see how much taste we have. Because then the taste is only for the holy name, it's not for anything else. So then the reality is revealed in front of our heart. That is very important. So that is Manobhiramat. We have to see Manobhiramat, how it is going to enchant. How it's going to be attractive to our own mind. So it is very important that we understand this principle of hearing and chanting. So hearing and chanting is the essence of devotional service. And through that we have to purify. Prabhupada mentions in the beginning of the purport, Srinatam Sagatha Krishna Purnishramana Kirtana Hridayanta Sokhya Bhandirani Vidhunavati Suhursatam. So when you sincerely hear and chant, then Krishna will do the cleansing process. Now we are approaching Janmashtami. So Krishna is going to be very merciful on Janmashtami day. But we align ourselves to the desires of Prabhupada, Guru and Krishna so that we can be a recipient of the mercy of the Lord. So that is our endeavor. Aligning ourselves to the instructions of the devotees, to the Guru, to the Prabhupada, Krishna. That is our task. That is Krishna consciousness. And it is not very easy many times because our minds have many demands. I just want to do this, I want to do the other thing. You know, so many demands are there and we have to just keep them aside and then focus on the instructions. It's very important. So now the Janmashtami is coming. So we have to be very clear. It's an opportunity to serve. It's an opportunity to chant. It's an opportunity to read. So we have to be very engaged ourselves in Krishna conscious activities. Then we can see special mercy from Krishna on Janmashtami day. So many of you are not able to come to the temple. That's the reality. But Krishna's reciprocation is not limited to physical presence. Of course, we want everyone to come to the temple. Everyone wants to see the Lord face to face. However, it's amazing that Krishna can reciprocate equally or more if he desires, wherever we are present, even in the physical absence of the beautiful form of the Lord, Krishna can still reciprocate. It's only matter of how are we aligning ourselves to this Janmashtami. That's actually an important point for us to meditate on. How can I please Krishna? How can I please Srila Prabhupada? How can I please devotees at this point so that I can get the special mercy of Krishna on the auspicious occasion of Janmashtami? It's a meditation. It's a conscious choice. How are we trying to please the Lord in the given situation? Because we cannot change the situation. Sthane sthita shritigatam tanuman manobhir. It has a wide application, sthane sthita. Sthane sthita means being situated in the position where one is. Generally, it can relate to the ashram situation, whichever ashram one is situated. One can please Krishna using those facilities in Krishna service. Or one can be in a situation where we cannot change anything. So what can we do? Sthane sthita, be in that situation, but one can please Krishna. How? Shrudigatam tanuvan manobhir. Shrudigatam tanuvan manobhir. Tanu, walk, mana. How are we utilizing our body, our words and our mind? That absorption, that is going to really attract the Supreme Lord. That is the essence of this purport. Tanuvan manobhir. That is going to attract the Supreme Lord. So if you want a practical challenge, let's all take Janmashtami in this spirit. I want the special mercy of Krishna in the given circumstance. So how am I going to engage my body, mind and words in Krishna service? One devotee was speaking to me. He was mentioning to me that he is planning to cook 56 items. Chapan bhog on Janmashtami. I thought it is very good. He said, I have taken off from work and I will dedicate from early morning, do aaratis and I will cook 56 items and offer to the Lord at home. What can be done? Because otherwise he could have cooked 56 items and given to the temple and he could have offered to Radha Vallabha. However, if a devotee does that at home, Radha Vallabha will be very pleased. Because the Lord is Bhavagrahi. Here the same word is used, Bhavana. The Lord is going to reciprocate immensely. So it is dependent on our consciousness. So this is a challenge in front of us. And we have to take up the challenge. Just like how we serve for Janmashtami in the temple, at home, do the same thing. For example, if one takes off from work on Janmashtami day, still one can take off from work on Janmashtami day. And one can celebrate Janmashtami at home. We have online darshan and prepare sumptuous feast for Krishna. Chant extra rounds. Do nice aratis. Do nice kirtan. Read Krishna book. I remember Srila Prabhupada's pastime. Srila Prabhupada asked all the devotees to read Krishna book on Janmashtami day, and they started hours of reading Krishna book, and it was getting closer to 12 o'clock, and then Prabhupada looked at Krishna book and found out how far to go to complete the Krishna book, and he understood that we were not going to finish the Krishna book. Then Srila Prabhupada said that's all right. He read the Sanskrit and he completed reading the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. So there are opportunities. And Krishna can reciprocate in any circumstance. So this is very important. So continuing on the same verse, Sthane sthita shrutigatam tanvan manobhir. Then it is mentioned, E prayaso ajita jitopyasi taistrilokya. What is that? Ajita jitopyasi taistrilokya. Mentioned, verse is not quoted in this purport, but it is paraphrased in English, Srila Prabhupada. What is it? Ajita Jito, the Lord is invincible. You can read that in the same purport. Ajitaha, the Lord is Ajita. No one can win the Lord. But that Lord can be won over by the love of his devotee. Ajita Jito Pyasita Istrilokya. It is possible to win over that Supreme Lord because the Lord allows to do that out of his first mercy. And in that process, the Lord immensely enjoys. Here we can see that is the reciprocation of Krishna. Krishna's only business is to serve his devotees. Can you imagine? Krishna's only business is to serve his devotees. Everything else is not Krishna's business. For that he has his expansions. There are Vilasa, Vaibhava, Prakasha. Different expansions are there. Swamsya. There are many expansions. They will take care of rest of the affairs. Creation, maintenance, destruction, everything, everyone else take care of that. But Krishna's business is to reciprocate to his devotees, and Krishna enjoys that. Similarly, a pure devotee's business is only to serve Krishna. But this is the intimate relationship between Krishna and his devotees. Janmashtami means glorification of that. We are coming to Janmashtami. Janmashtami means glorification of this very principle. Why? The Lord doesn't have to come to this world. And here, Krishna asks to Bhagavan Swayam, the same Krishna in the spiritual world, he only appears personally once in a day of Brahma. Other times, his expansions do appear. But he himself appears only once in a day of Brahma. Such a long time span. Why he appears? For his devotees. We can see the past tense were Vasudev and Devaki. Few bursts of austerities to please Krishna, to get Krishna as his son. And the Lord reciprocates. Similarly, Nanda and Yashoda, they are longing for Krishna's association. They are the eternal father and mother. And the Lord awards them by giving them childhood pastimes. So we can see the Lord is reciprocating to his devotees. So that is the whole context of this verse. How the Lord is reciprocating to his devotees by giving himself. So it is not an ordinary thing. It's not at all an ordinary thing. The Lord is always taking pleasure in serving his devotees. The Bhagavatam means the Supreme Lord, his devotees and their interactions, their reciprocations. That is Srimad Bhagavatam. That is the entire Srimad Bhagavatam. And to get to that point, it's mentioned here in the verse. How can we get to that? We can get to that by cleansing our heart, by sincere chanting, by sincere service. One can slowly and steadily think more of Krishna. And in that way, we can cleanse our heart. And the more we cleanse our heart, the more we can think about Krishna. It's a practical, this is also a practical point. Please try this. Try to control your mind and senses and think and see how much you will be able to think about Krishna. If mind is really going wild, just really control somehow or other. Meaning, one can pray, one can chant, one can do some service, but control the mind. Don't allow mind to just go over material desires or lusty thoughts. Try to stop. Try to divert and engage. Do that and see how it is going to benefit our own chanting. It can be different kind of thoughts. One can be the material planning, I'll do this, I'll do the next. Not while chanting, I'm telling, before chanting. One time this question was asked to Shivaram Maharaj, a very good question. How can we get our chanting better? Now, how can we improve the quality of chanting? Maharaj told that it depends on what do you think and what do you do rest 22 hours. 24 hours are there. 2 hours we dedicate for chanting. So this 2 hours is dependent on rest 22 hours. It's not only 2 hours. Yes, 2 hours we put our effort. But rest 22 hours, how are we controlling our mind? That's going to reflect in our chanting. It's a practical proof. So this is another practical challenge. Try to evaluate yourself. I do sometimes. What are the kind of my thoughts and how it's impacting my chanting? Even the night before, in the previous evening, what are the kind of thoughts I have and how they are impacting my chanting? That's why before sleeping, it's good to be absorbed in Krishna. Prabhupada recommends Lady Krishna book. I sometimes recite some verses. So get some absorption in Krishna. And how you sleep, you get up in the same consciousness. I used to do that. You know, generally read a few verses which I really like and just try to focus on those verses before sleeping. And it's an amazing experience. Then many times when I get up, I open my eyes, and you know, this verse is running in my mind. And it's actually a head start for our chanting. That's why we have popularity. We are directly connecting to Krishna. We are doing Tulasi Puja. These are all helping for our that 2 hours of chanting. So this is another practical challenge we had to take up. So I mentioned 2 practical challenges in front of us. One, control the mind and senses and see how it is going to reflect in our chanting. Please try to do this and see for yourself how it works. When it's not controlled, how you can see how it's going to reflect in our chanting, and you try to control, then you can see how it's going to reflect. And you can taste the holy name in a much better way when the mind and senses are controlled. Not just while chanting, before. One can see the reciprocation. One try to do that, one can see the reciprocation of Krishna. So we don't have to wait for 1 year, 10 years, 15 years. No. One can try now and experience it. Bhakti Yoga is experiential. So try it and see how it works. Second challenge I mentioned, many devotees cannot make it to the temple because of this restrictions. They see how Krishna reciprocates by celebrating Janmashtami at home and taking darshan through online facility, but offer ourselves to Krishna through our mind, through our words, through our body, and see how Krishna reciprocates. So these 2 are some take-home points for today's class. Then we can see, so we had to see Krishna's reciprocation in our life. It is very important. We had to acknowledge the reciprocation of Krishna in our life, because that is the impetus for a devotee to move forward in Krishna consciousness. So please try to see that, experience that, and it can be very rewarding. So with this, I stop here and see if there are any questions or comments. Yeah.
Thank you for the nice class. I was thinking about the word taste and how taste changes with the passage of time in Krishna consciousness. For example, if we reflect what we were doing 2 years ago in Krishna, may not have taste for that now, or something really exponentially may increase taste with us. Mm-hmm. So is that natural, and or is it should not be like that? Because because at the point all the different activities are absolute, but
your questions about increasing taste or wavering taste?
Is it natural to have wavering taste?
Okay, the question is okay. Is it natural to have wavering taste? You mentioned one point that many times on average when we look at our consciousness, we can see that over the years we develop a bit more taste in hearing, in chanting, in devotion service, etc. We can see a natural progression. And many times we think, you know, I used to think like that few years back, but I don't think in the same way now. So we can see a change in consciousness. It can take time, but we see certainly a change in consciousness. And because we have anarthas, means we are more inflicted by the three modes of material nature. Our mind is inflicted by the three modes of material nature because of anarthas. Then what happens is our taste also fluctuates. One day we feel like chanting, next day we don't feel like chanting. But we do it anyway. So this is the nature of anarthas in the heart, where we will have wavering taste, we will have wavering determination in Krishna consciousness. It is very natural. But what we need to do is, still we need to continue. And that's why external regulations will help a lot. Here we are talking about internal steadiness. To have internal steadiness, first we need external regulations. Because if you don't know when you're going to chant, how are you going to chant, when you're going to sleep, if everything is upside down, it's very difficult to get focused time for chanting. So that external steadiness is very important. So when we get to that external steadiness and when we work on that, or when we use that external steadiness for our internal development, then we can see that slowly we are getting internal steadiness. So everyone has to go through this. This is called Anishtha Bhajana Kriya. Generally, the devotional practice, Bhajana Kriya that we perform, is called Anishtha Bhajana Kriya, unfortunately. Because it is Anishtha, it is not steady internally. Externally we can be steady. One can get up for Mangalarti every day, which is very good. One can sit and chant every day, same time, same place. One can be very steady in service, which is good. It's a reflection of some amount of internal steadiness, but that doesn't really show one's steadiness in bhakti as such. Completely it doesn't represent. For example, one can be very steady in one service, especially with service, you can say. One can be very steady in service. Day in and day out, one is able to do service, which is showing some steadiness internally. But it could be because one may be by nature very dutiful. There are people who are very beautiful. They work, they do their work properly. So when they come to Krishna consciousness also, they do their work very steadily, because that's a, but it is an indication of internal steadiness, but it's not completely representing the internal steadiness. Because when such a person, when takes up the bead bag and starts chanting, that will actually show a symptom of whether one is internally steady or not. So we have to come to that internal steadiness. That's called Nishtha. So then there is a constant taste for chanting to some degree. And the senses and mind are not disturbing so much. There will be some disturbance, but not so much. Can you see that? So then the fluctuation reduces. So initially the fluctuations are with high amplitude, then the amplitude reduces. We have to come to a steady state. That's how it is. Yeah. Any other further questions or any comments? If not, we will stop here. Thank you very much. Granthasimad Bhagavatam ki Srila Prabhupada ki Jayantai Gaura Premanande.